So last week, I spent a lot of time in the library. And during my study breaks, I had this reoccurring fantasy about what it would be like if you were there with me. And while it was definitely less productive, I think it was a bit more fun. So, fantasy always starts with you grabbing me by my hand and pulling me off to the stacks. One of those floors that's really empty on the far side of the building with all the really obscure books. And you use your body to pin me against one of the racks. And then your lips are on me. Kissing and sucking. Maybe biting a little bit. But see, I'm gonna have to stop you. Because there's something that's been on my mind all day, and I just really have to do it. So I'm gonna push you back a little bit. Just far enough so I can drop on my knees in front of you. And I'm gonna take you out of your pants. And I'm gonna put my mouth on you. See, I wanna be your good girl today. So I'm gonna let you choose what I start with. Maybe I should start by licking you from the base all the way to the head. Or maybe you just want me to put my mouth right on the head of your cock first and suck and swirl my tongue. And keep one hand at the base. And one on your balls. I'll let you choose where I start. At some point, I'm gonna have to stop and tease your balls with my tongue a little bit. Don't worry. I'll come back to your cock. I think you're pausing my tongue a little bit too, huh? Like I said, since I'm gonna be your good girl, I'll let you choose when I stop too. See, because I can't let you come in my mouth this time. Not today, because I really need your cock in me. Instead, you're gonna have to choose between just letting me get you hard and wet for me, I'm bringing you right to the edge, when I'm done, I'm gonna stand up and look you in the eyes. And tell you that you need to get rid of my pants. And you're gonna have to figure out what to do with my underwear too. Yeah. What are you gonna do with my panties? Are you gonna take them off and hang them on a book? Maybe let them air out a little bit, because by this point you have got me soaking wet. Maybe you just want to slide them to the side. Grab me up. Balance me against one of the shelves. strong you are. Feeling the muscles in your arms tighten. Oh, I think it made my pussy clench. See, you're not going to give me much time to focus on that, are you? Because I'm one deep, fast stroke you're in me. Oh. And you're going slow and deep to tease me. Oh, God, you're such a tease. God. Stress. Now I'm gonna need you to go faster. I need you to go a lot faster. Are you gonna make me beg for it? Are you gonna make me put my mouth to your ear and beg you to go faster? Oh, faster than me, faster. Because I'll do it. I'll beg. Oh, how much are you going to make me beg? Oh. But I know you'll do it. Oh, you'll do it for me, won't you? Oh. Oh. You'll go faster. Oh. Pussy's gonna clench around you. You'll fill me with your cum. Oh, God. And then milk it out of you. You won't set me down immediately, though. Because I think if I try to put weight on my legs, I'll collapse. But you know what I think would be really funny? Is if just as I'm zipping my boots back up, and you're tucking yourself back into your jeans. As if a group came in. A tour group. Prospective students and their parents. I want to know what you'd do. I think it'd be funny to know what you'd do. Would you grab a book off the shelf, show it to me like you found what we were looking for? Or would you give him a cocky grin, grab me by my waist, and take me out of there? Yeah, I think we'd have a lot of fun in the stacks together, don't you?